him, and how, as he lay there, he'd found himself taking a very intense interest in the pattern of the carpet. The senses say, "We've only got a few minutes. Let's record everything, in every detail." "That can't be right," he said. "If this seat is made up of lots of tiny things that can be in lots of places at once, why is it standing still?" "Give the man a small cigar," said Sweeper, jubilantly. "That's the big problem, Mr. Vimes. And the answer, our abbot tells us, is that it is in lots of places at once. Ah, here's the tea. And in order for it to be in lots of places at once, the multiverse is made up of a vast number of alternative universes, an oodleplex of oodleplexes. That's like the biggest number anyone can think of, ever, just so as it can accommodate all the quantum. Am I going too fast for you?" "Oh, that," said Vimes. "I know all about that. Like, you make a decision in this universe, and you made a different decision in another one. I heard the wizards talking about that at a posh reception once. They were arguing about the glorious 25th of May. "And what were they saying?" "Oh, all the old stuff. That it would have turned out different if the rebels had properly guarded the gates and the bridges, and that you can't break a siege by a frontal attack. But they were saying that, in a way, everything happened somewhere. And you'll believe them. It sounds like complete thungers. But sometimes you can't help wondering, what would have happened if I'd done something different? Like when you killed your wife?" Sweeper was impressed at Vimes's lack of reaction. "This is a test, right? You're a quick student, Mr. Vimes. But in some other universe, believe me, I hauled you off and punched you one." Again, Sweeper smiled the annoying little smile that suggested he didn't believe him. "You haven't killed your wife," he said, "anywhere. There is nowhere, however huge the multiverse is, where Sam Vimes, as he is now, has murdered Lady Sibyl. But the theory is quite clear. It says that if anything could happen without breaking any physical laws, it must happen. But it hasn't. And yet, the many universes theory works. Without it, no one would ever be able to make a decision at all. So..." "So what people do matters," said Sweeper. "People invent other laws. What they do is important. The abbot's very excited about this. He nearly swallowed his rusk. It means the multiverse isn't infinite, and people's choices are far more vital than they think. They can, by what they do, change the universe." Sweeper gave Vimes a long look. "Mr. Vimes, you're thinking, I'm back in time, and damn me, I'm probably going to end up being the sergeant that teaches me all I know, right?"
"I've been wondering. The Watch would offer any gutter trash a job in those days, because of the curfew and all the spying, but look, I remember Keel, and yes, he did have a scar and an eye patch, but I'm sure as hell that he wasn't me."
"Right. The universe doesn't work like that. You were indeed taken under the wing of one John Keel, a watchman from Pseudopolis, who came to Ankh-Morpork because the pay was better. He was a real person. He was not you. But do you remember if he ever mentions to you that he was attacked by two men not long after he got off the coach?"
"Hell, yes," said Vimes. "The muggers. He got his scar that way. A good old Ankh-Morpork welcome. But he was a tough man, took them both down, no problem."
"This time, there were three," said Sweeper.
"Well, three's trickier, of course, but..."
"You're the policeman. You guess the name of the third man, Mr. Vimes."
Vimes hardly had to think. The answer erupted from the depths of his darker suspicion.
"Carser!"
"He soon settled in, yes."
"The bastard was in the next cell. He even told me he'd grabbed some money."
"And you're both stuck here, Mr. Vimes. This isn't your past any more. Not exactly. It's a past. And up there is a future. It might be your future, but it might not be. You want to go home now, leaving Carsa here and the real John Keel dead? But there'll be no home to go to if you could do that. Because young Sam Vimes wouldn't get a swift course in basic policing from a decent man if you did. He'll learn it from people like Sergeant Nock and Corporal Quirk and Constable Colon. And that might not be the worst.